The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, top of the number three, Danielle.
Okay. Missouri passed a law banning teacher-student friendship on Facebook. Is that smart policy or stifling to innovation?
Well, the less time teachers spend on Facebook, the better. Mm-hmm. So I'm all for it.
See, now, Rick, first of all, here's Mr. Innovation, entrepreneurialism, and you're not even on Facebook, man. Oof. Not to mention Twitter, though last night I did tweet many of the things that Rick said, which got some of the best response I've gotten in a long time. That's what people want to hear about. Right? Is it really true that you cannot write if your knees are covered?
It is true. I find myself very like stifled.
But just the knees, right?
Just
please
knees.
Tell us that you're at home.
No, I
agree.
That's why I wear shorts. Sure.
Okay. No, but you're not riding naked when you're as like a regular.
No, God, no.
What about cutoff jeans? If you had, you know, holes in your knees, would that work?
You know what? If I was a fashion model in 1978, that might work, but I'm not.
Okay, back to Missouri.
Yeah. You should be totally against this thing in Missouri, okay? Whatever you think about whether or not teachers and kids should be friends on Facebook, okay, why is the state legislature getting involved in something like this?
I mean, I'd like to think it's part of a broader policy which says teachers should spend time doing reading or thinking rather than being on Facebook doing posting and updates.
There must have been some scandal in Missouri where some young teacher hooked up with a kid and the romance was budding on Facebook or something like that.
Where
right?
policy so, always comes from.
All right. So I understand that's an issue.
And, no, I'm with you.
And I mean, I can understand. Like, schools do have to figure this out. I mean, this is a real issue. And there's benefits to being friends with a student on Facebook if you're helping them with their homework or you're, but are you spying on them? I mean, it's complicated, but I don't want the state legislator deciding this.
No, I'm with you on that, too. It's, you know, there's, I mean, but that's right. This is what we always do, right? There is somebody who does something stupid. So we pass a policy or a law. And then over time, the 117 accumulated policies and laws around Facebook become one more hugely frustrating thing for, you know, teachers and school leaders to deal with.